Thank you, Ryan. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. And March is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. And our next guest, Dr. Anita Spies, is on with us to urge you, Bill, to get your colonoscopy.
I know.
Dr. Anita Spies is a gastroenterologist with North Shore University Health System. Hi, Dr. Spies.
Good morning.
All right. It's not that hard to get your, what's it called, colonoscopy.
Right. You could probably do it over the phone for me, couldn't you, Doctor? There's no reason you couldn't.
Yeah, no preparation.
All right.
All right. I had, you know, I don't know when I'm due for one. I had both at the same time. I figured since I was under, why not go for
it?
So
all done.
Colonoscopy and endoscopy, these are very important and can actually save our lives, can't they?
That is for sure. Colorectal cancer is important because it is the second leading cause of cancer death in the United States. And there is an asymptomatic precancerous detectable stage, which is a colon polyp. So screening can detect, remove the polyps at the same time, and thereby decreasing colorectal cancer incidence and mortality.
And they say, ideally, you want to go in for your first one about 50, and then it's every 5 years thereafter?
Every 10 years, actually.
Oh, every 10 years.
See, just go.
That's not bad. I should go. I'm going to go.
You've been saying...
No, I know.
Bill has been saying this for a couple years, actually.
You know, so many people come up with excuses. I think it's, you know, they're afraid of the procedure. They're worried that it'll be painful. You're sedated for it, so you shouldn't really feel anything. I think the worst part, and you've probably heard this from other people, is
it's the prep work.
Everybody says that, and it's true,
absolutely.
Isn't it?
Although yes, it is so true.
Dr. Spies, I would like to ask you this question, because I guess it's been quite a while since I've had one, because I took the pills, which I understand are no longer being used.
That's correct. There were some risks associated with the pills.
Yeah, like getting a new toilet.
Oh.
So the current most common laxative is a liquid. And here at North Shore, we have you drink about 2 liters the night before. And then if you're still not clean by the morning, you drink the other, you know, 2 liters or half a gallon.
My husband had one recently, and I explained to him, oh, my God, don't leave the house. You're going to have to be near a bathroom all the time. And honestly, with this new liquid that he did, it was just, as you mentioned, 2 containers of it. And it was not a problem for
really?
Him.
All right. That's encouraging.
Yeah.
And the best
yeah.
part about it, and you would maybe agree with me on this, Dr. Spies, is going out for breakfast afterwards.
Oh, absolutely. I always tell people before they go to sleep, I say, dream of what you want to eat when you wake up.
Because the day before is just, it's fasting and
yeah.
then going to the bathroom, so you're pretty cleaned out.
That's right. Yeah, you're on a liquid diet the day before, and then you have to drink the laxative. And you can drink additional liquid while you're drinking the laxative. So I usually tell people to drink, like, Gatorade or Propel water, something's flavored
oh.
to try to get that taste out of your mouth.
Good idea there.
But please tell people why not red Gatorade.
Because it looks like blood.
Oh,
so
don't
do
want to
not
see
do
that
it.
In the colon.
No, you
yeah.
do not. No, you do not. So ideally, you would take a day off of work for this, or 2 days off of work for this.
One day,
just one day.
You could, yeah, you could still be on your liquid diet while you're on the radio the day before.
Yeah, and with the doctors that are performing this, because I know you're out. How much pointing and laughing goes on in the operating room? Is there a lot of that?
No, not at all.
All right.
Not at all.
Right. Ryan Burrow is up in the newsroom, and he has a question for you. Dr. Anita Spies with us, gastroenterologist with North Shore University Health System. Ryan?
Doctor, I don't know if you've seen this. It was published, earlier this week in the Journal of the National Cancer Institute, saying that actually it seems like the Gen Xers and the millennials are showing increased risk for colon and rectal cancers. Have you followed this at all, or
yeah,
do you have any explanation for why that would be?
Yeah, I saw that article as well, and even the epidemiologists who wrote the paper were a bit stumped by that. They gave a few potential, you know, or possible theories about it. One is that it might be diet-related. In our Western diet of high fat, low fiber, that might be associated with the development. It could be obesity. It could be that people are getting checked more at a younger age just because they're more vigilant about their health. So if they have any change, they may be getting colonoscopy sooner, so we're detecting it more. And then it may also be that colonoscopies in people over 50 have really substantially reduced the development of colorectal cancer, so you're seeing it less in over 50s and more in younger.
That's wild.
How about that? Yeah.
I thought maybe it had something to do with cell phones or, you know, you never know if it's, or maybe the kind of food we're eating versus the food that was eaten in the 60s and 70s.
But we were doing more family dinners, I believe, years ago when we were growing up, where you'd have your vegetables and it'd be a more of a well-balanced, at least at dinner time. I know a lot of the younger people are grabbing stuff on the fly or going out to eat all the time. That might have something to do with it.
Absolutely. And you bring up a good point. You know, what's the additives? What's in the food that we're eating now? I mean, there's so many variables, I think, here.
Doctor, there's at least one company, one that I know of for sure, that does these. It's almost like a colonoscopy, but they do it through the mail. Do you know what I mean?
M-A-L-E.
M-A-I-L. You know what I mean, right? You send in a sample.
What?
It's true.
Right.
Is that as thorough? It can't be as thorough, can it?
Actually, they're quite good at detecting colon cancer. So they're looking for DNA and in the stool. So you send the stool sample, and they look for DNA. And it's very good at picking up DNA from cancer, but it's not as good as picking up DNA from a polyp.
Okay.
So you don't want to wait until you have cancer and then the DNA is picked up, because then the horse is out of the barn.
Oh, yeah.
So you want to get it at the colon polyp stage, and those tests aren't quite as good at that.
All right. I also want to point out, you want to make sure you got the mailing address right when you're sending that in. Because the people at Columbia House are furious with me.
No, I thought you were sending me a Christmas card, but it was something else.
No, I apologize. I still feel bad about that.
All right. So here's a question, too. You mentioned the DNA and once cancer has already set in. The whole point of a colonoscopy is to catch this before cancer happens. So the success rate is pretty great, isn't it?
Yes. So, and that's where the laxative preparation is so important, because the cleaner that the colon is, the better the gastroenterologist has at seeing the lining of the colon and detecting any polyp. Most polyps are millimeters in size, so, the better the preparation, the better we can get a good look at the colon, remove the polyp if it's found, and as I said earlier, substantially reducing the risk of developing colon cancer.
There's no reason not to.
No,
do it.
I'm with you.
I'll take you out to breakfast.
Time. No, you don't have to do that. I'll get this done by the end of the year. I will have this done. I promise you.
All right, Paula has a question. Paula, this is Dr. Anita Spies from North Shore University Health System. You had a question.
Oh, thank you. Yes, I understand that once you're in there with the traditional colonoscopy, you can keep the polyp. But I've also heard about a virtual one, which for cowards might be sound like an advantage. And if there is trouble, you'll come back later, even if it's a week later.
Huh.
So what do you want to tell me about virtual ones?
Sure. So a virtual colonoscopy is a type of CAT scan or CT scan that's done in the radiology department. And what they do is they take little sections or slices, pictures throughout your abdomen, and then they put those slices together and make it look like you're flying through the colon. So remember those old cartoon or comic books we had, and at the upper right, you flip through it and it looks like the person is running? They kind of do that. They make all these slices, put them together, and it looks like you're going through the colon. The problem with those procedures, there's a few problems. One is that you still have to drink the laxative prep, which is still the worst part of either procedure. The second thing is that if a polyp or some kind of lesion is detected on that virtual colonoscopy, you still need a colonoscopy. You still need a regular colonoscopy.
So you'll have to do that prep work all again.
All again. And the third
That's the worst part of it, Paula.
And the third thing is that it's pretty expensive, and not all insurance carriers will cover it.
Mm-hmm.
The virtual one, regular colonoscopy, you're covered normally, right?
Right, and with the Affordable Care Act, the colonoscopy is usually covered.
Look at that!
All right,
is it offered in this area? Do you know?
Is it offered in this area?
Which?
The virtual one.
Oh, yes. Most radiology departments at larger institutions offer it. Yes.
I feel a radio contest coming up. Maybe Paula and Bill could go together.
That'd be fun. Are you in, Paula? I'll do it.
Don't say, are you in?
All right.
Paula, thank you very much.
Never lost a caller quicker than that. We just broke a record.
It's funny we goof around about this because we act like 12-year-olds sometimes, but it's really not that bad. And I think just talking about it, people might be thinking, you know what? It's time. It's not just for men. It's not just for women. And when is the age you're supposed to get a colonoscopy? And I know that depends on family history as well.
Right. So if there is a strong family history of colon polyps or colon cancer, we start screening at age 40 or 10 years before the person who had colon polyps or colon cancer was diagnosed. So if you had a family member, a parent, or a sibling who was 40, then you would start at age 30. Otherwise, if you don't have the risk factors, you start at age 50.
All right.
Have you gotten any cease and desist from Colin Powell since you talk about colon polyp? It's just so close.
No.
All right, good to know.
Dr. Spies, thanks for not hanging up on us, by the way. That's the thing we appreciate the most about you.
All right, I think we have time for one final question, because once we start talking about it, it's weird. The floodgates open, and people really are curious about this. I know I got to be careful what I say.
Yeah, that's a weird way to describe it.
No pun intended, right?
Right. Mike, you're our last question. Dr. Anita Spies on the line with us, gastroenterologist with North Shore University Health System.
Yes, hello. I'm 35 now, and I had a partial, like a lower intestine colonoscopy a few years ago.
Uh-huh.
You know, because I have a situation where I go to the restroom quite a bit.
Okay.
Like, I eat, I have to go to the restroom. And she said she didn't find anything except for a lot of internal hemorrhoids.
Okay.
But I still have all these issues.
So should he go back and get a second opinion?
Well,
no, it was hard to get to talk with the doctor to begin with.
So if you're asking if this is necessarily a sign of anything, most of the time the overall opinion is that there really isn't a particular symptom with colorectal cancer. So whether you're going to the bathroom a lot or a little is not necessarily a sign of anything bad or good. So you really should see your gastroenterologist, your primary care physician, talk about it and see whether you have risk factors or concerns about your symptoms that would necessitate doing another colonoscopy.
Okay. Yeah, I've been concerned because my father, he's actually dying from colon cancer. As we speak.
Yeah.
So
you would be the kind of person that would have screening at an earlier age. And we also say that if the parent or sibling was less than 60, rather than going the every 10 years, you would go every 5 years.
Okay.
Mike, good luck with this. And sorry about your dad.
Okay.
All right, take care.
Thank you, Mike. Isn't there something called, and I'm probably saying it wrong, but like a peristaltic wave or something, that some people that eat something, it goes right through them?
Yeah. We won't get into the whole physiology of the GI tract, but yes, when you eat, the peristalsis is the movement that pushes the food through.
So that might be something that he should talk to his doctor about, too. And hemorrhoids don't equate to colorectal cancer, do they?
Correct. They're a benign but annoying condition.
Perfect. I think we've learned a lot. And, Bill, if you don't go by the end of the year, Dr. Anita Spies is going to pick you up and drive you there.
I don't want that.
That's right.
I don't need that. I'll go. You've talked me into it, Dr. Spies. Thank you for that.
Oh, I'm glad. Yeah.
Okay. And what is a good website to go for to get in touch with you or to find out more about colorectal cancer as we, I shouldn't say celebrate, but March is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. Where's the best website?
So Northshore.org, is the North Shore website. There's different websites like the American Society of Gastroenterology. There are many different websites.
And you can just Google it and find some information,
absolutely.
But make an appointment for sure, people. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thanks for
doctor.
Putting up with us.
And get your colonoscopy, Bill.
All right. Done deal.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye.
Dr. Anita Spies, gastroenterologist with North Shore University Health System, northshore.org is the website to go to.
I'm going. I'm not just saying that. This year, this is the year. I've been saying
that for 3 years.
This is the year. I promise you. By the end of the year, I will have gone in.
I'm just trying to edit myself because I wanted to say, oops, the website's going down.
No, you can't say that. Please don't say that. We'll take a quick break and then more show. Bill and Wendy, WGN.